Numerous roadways are closed due to flooding in the KMMO listening area. According to the MoDOT Traveler Information Map in Saline County, Highway 127 north of Sweet Springs at Salt Pond Creek, Route DD east of Nelson, Old Highway 40 south of I-70 and just west of Sweet Springs, Route VV north of I-70 near Emma, and Route UU just east of U.S. Highway 65 are closed. In Sheraton County, Route NN at the east fork of the Little Sheraton River is closed. In Cooper County, Route BB at Gabriel Creek, Route DD near Blackwater, Route HH between Rodeo Drive and Buffalo Prairie Drive, Route NN near Clear Creek, Route U between Doyle Road and Panther Creek Road, Route V south of I-70, and Route Z at Heath's Creek are closed. In Lafayette County, Routes D and FF are closed at Snyabar Creek. Drivers also should expect delays on Highway 224 west of Lexington due to water on the roadway. In Johnson County, Highway 23 between Concordia and Knob Noster and Route E near Valley City are closed at the Blackwater River. In Pettis County, Route O at Muddy Creek north of Beeman and Route W south of Smithton are closed, and drivers should avoid the area of Westmeyer and Whitman Roads because water has washed out a part of the bridge in the area, according to the Pettis County Sheriff's Department. The United States Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for products produced without the benefit of federal inspection by one meat corporation doing business as Eastern Asia Trading Corporation, a La Puente, California firm. A recall was not recommended because it is believed that the affected products are no longer available to be purchased by consumers. While some products bear the establishment number, Establishment 45557, inside the USDA mark of inspection, the products were not produced by Federal Establishment 45557. The items were shipped to an online retailer, We Corporation, and sold directly to consumers through online sales nationwide. FSIS is concerned that some product may be in consumers' freezers. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact a healthcare provider. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products are to be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Consumers with questions regarding the public health alert should call Bruce Park, president of One Meat Corporation, and you can find that number and the specifics of the products on the list with this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Residents in Slater have a little less than 2 weeks to get their properties cleaned up. City Administrator Gene Griffith explains letters will be issued by the city if a property is deemed to be a nuisance.
It's kind of a pre-warning, 1st of April, we're going to be going out looking at properties. Last year, I think we were a little lax because of COVID, but going to be looking at properties. You can have one unlicensed vehicle. We're going to be looking at, you know, junking yards and get back to keeping the town nice looking. So this is just kind of a pre-warning to people to couple extra weeks here to start cleaning and picking some stuff up because it's going to happen.
In other news from the city council meeting this week, Griffith said Saline County Sheriff Cindy Mullins was there and said she thinks the first couple of weeks of her department providing law enforcement services for the city of Slater have gone well.
She was estimating 25 traffic stops in those 2 weeks, or 42 shifts, however you want to say it. Issued 5 citations during that time, rest of them been warnings. There's been a couple arrests for warrants, a couple domestic, some check the well-being. Everybody thinks this went really, really well for the first couple weeks, including her and the council. It was just kind of a fill us in how everybody thinks we're doing.
The city of Slater agreed to a contract and is paying $10,000 per month for the service. The contract is year-to-year, and there is a 120-day clause for either party to opt out. Griffith said the move was made due to the Slater Police Department being short of staff for about 2.5 years, dating back to October of 2019. Saline County Human Resources Manager Michelle Hinna was at the meeting of the Saline County Commission on Thursday and said the county is going to be starting a new drug testing program.
The county has decided to put in place a drug screening program. We're using TOMO. They currently provide a drug screening program for Road and Bridge Department. We're expanding that out to the Sheriff's Department and covering all countywide employees for post-accident and a reasonable suspicion. The estimated cost to the county is about $1,500 a year.
And I was asked who was going to be making the determination as to reasonable suspicion. She said training will be provided to the department heads to spot reasonable suspicion. Commissioners approved the new drug testing program, which will take effect on April 1st, according to HINAA. You're listening to news on KMMO. Graveside service for 92-year-old Laverne Little of Corinth, Mississippi, and formerly of Marshall, who died Tuesday, will be held at 1 p.m. today at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Graveside service for 104-year-old Virginia Clough O'Neill of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be held at 2 p.m. Monday at Smith Chapel Cemetery in rural Marshall. Visitation will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday at Smith Chapel United Methodist Church. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.